Thank you for holding. Is this Jeff?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Jeff. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a pretty busy morning so far, so good problems. I understand that you were speaking with Lulu. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
Yes, sir.
Okay, she asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details, but did you have any questions about the Google listing or how any of it works?
Just curious as to pricing and, pretty much, you know, what it costs and where it's going to, how it populates.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you do the search on Google for any one of your services, you'll see a map that'll pop up, and then there's a list of three businesses right next to it as the top recommended options. Right. So that's where you'll be seen. It's called a Google Places placement. We actually just had the spot become available for a locksmith in the area. Usually when that happens, they'll give us a list of the locksmith that they consider qualified and safe. And then my representatives, like Lulu, they just kind of call out until we fill that spot. But once we fill it, you know, we close out the category. We can't work with anybody else that provides locksmith services in this area. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's a good position to be in. I mean, the guys that are up there now are like Minute Key. I don't know if you heard of them before, or like L&M.
Yes, I'm very familiar with both of them.
Okay. Yeah, Minute Key is more of a duplication service, but they do have like a dispatch for people who need locksmith services, and then L&M Locksmith, obviously, that's a big one. So you'll be up there. The reason you want to be there is because 90% of the time when people search on Google, they pick from these guys. They already know that they've been screened, you know, and they're qualified, and they're on the first page of Google. So, you know, obviously the credibility factor is there, and the trust is there. So that's a huge advantage for your business, you know. But as far as cost, we don't require any kind of like lead fees or click fees or call fees. It's just one flat monthly rate. It's all month to month. You never have to sign any kind of like long-term contract or anything like that. So if it's something that you just want to go, you know, month by month, you're able to do that. If at any time you felt like it wasn't a good fit for your business, you can discontinue it. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, anything like that. Don't think you will, but just full disclosure, right? Just throwing that out there. As far as cost, okay, normally when we have to, you know, start a whole Google business profile from scratch and build a .com for you as well, it's usually a platinum package. So the platinum packages are advertised at $499 per month. I could put you on that same package at a 50% price reduction as part of a new in business credit that Lulu qualified you for. So I could get it down to $249 on a month-to-month basis. And that, like I said, there's no other charges. So, you know, you get 100 calls, your bill's the same. It's not going to go up or change on you.
Okay.
Mhm. And then there is a tracking system too, so we'll be able to show you all the calls that you're getting. There is a recording hooked up as part of the voicemail system, as well as the answering system, where we'll be able to show you, you know, hey, remember this call was a dispatch? You had to go out there. He said, you know, it might be a couple hundred bucks or whatever the case may be. You know, so we'll be able to break it down for you each month, like, hey, this is what you spent, but this is what you made, right? And so that way, you know, it's profitable. Our goal is to, you know, always get you a 10-to-1 return on investment. That's what we aim for. And usually if we can hit those kind of numbers, we don't have a problem seeing you come back each month and keep using it as a long-term solution. So, we kind of walk you through it and get in there and make sure it's working. You know, you don't have to do anything fancy. You don't have to hop on a computer, build a site or nothing like that. We do all the legwork on it. You just got to respond to the customers as they call in and try to generate good reviews. As long as those things fall in place, the reviews are coming back good, we let you solicit that spot for as long as you choose at that rate.
Okay.
If I could approve a package like that at $249 with the website included, and then of course, you know, lock you in at 249. I mean, I'm sure this is something you could see a value in giving a shot, and maybe we could show you how well it works, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It'd be a lot better for you than Home Advisor, I'll tell you that. You know, 9 times out of 10, it's an emergency situation for people who need your service. So you got about a 10-second window to show up in front of them when they're doing the search in order to get that job opportunity. So this will definitely solve that problem for you. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google, Jeff, you can only have one number listed for East Tennessee Safe, Doctor. Did you want to use this line that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay. And is that how your name is supposed to be listed? It's East TN and then Safe and then DR with period?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just making sure. Looks good. I just wanted to double check, make sure I'm not misspelling anything. And then what's your last name, Jeff?
Chappell, C-H-A-P-P-E-L-L.
Okay. C-H-A-P-P-E-L-L?
Yep.
Okay. And I assume Jeff, short for Jeffrey. How would you like the hours of operation for your business listed?
24/7.
24/7 emergency services?
Yep.
Okay. And can you receive mail at that 7675 Horton Highway?
Yes.
Okay. Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail. You only have to do this one time for as long as you own your business a locksmith. Right, so they'll send you the postcard. There's a 5-digit number on the back of the card when it comes in the mail. I need that 5-digit number from you. Okay, usually takes about 5 to 7. Yep, and then they're also going to ask you for some photos. It's called a photo verification. Yeah. So I'll send you that form too, just to make sure that, you know, you have the Google verification badge on your listing. It adds a lot of credibility. Like I said, it'll just make people feel more comfortable about working with you over another locksmith. Okay.
Right.
And then what's the business email address where I could send you everything in writing?
Yeah, it's the name of the business, East Tennessee Safe Doctor at yahoo.com.
Okay. And it's spelled like the business name, right? It's not all spelled out.
Yep. Correct.
Okay. Update. Okay. And can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a Facebook business page?
Yes.
Okay. I can run Facebook ads through that for you. It wouldn't be any additional cost. Is that something you're interested in?
Sure.
You help give your Facebook page a boost? I mean, if it could bring in another customer or two each month, why not, right?
Absolutely.
All right. And then I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. I'm going to text it to you now. I'll be the account lead, so if you need something done quickly, you could reach me. There's also a 24/7 customer service department available to you at the same number. You just hit extension 1 instead of 544 to reach customer service. And then I'm also going to send you an email address. Do you have a logo established for the business yet, Jeff?
Yes.
Okay. Send in the logo and any photos that you want to use for your website or the Facebook page moving forward to that email address. And you could just continue to send them in as you get new ones and new jobs come in and things like that. You could just keep sending them to that email. We have your email and your phone number on file, so whichever way you send it, we'll know it's you and we'll know what website we need to publish it on.
Okay.
All right, so I got your profile set up here. Now, there's going to be a client interview. A client interview is where we interview you on the business. So we'll go over all the services that you provide, right? I know you like to do some commercial work, so they'll ask you about that. We're going to go over the whole service area that you cover, and then we're going to want to pick your brain just to get an idea on how you want this website to look. I mean, I do have a domain name for you, but the website's pretty pretty blank right now. Oh, no, actually it's available. Do you want to use this website that you have?
That's fine.
Yeah.
It's a good site. I've got to update it because right now all it has is the safe stuff. It doesn't have any of the commercial door stuff.
I see what you're saying. If you own this domain, I can have them redo the whole site for you. Make it look better than this.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't charge you anything for that. That's part of the package. I was going to build you a whole new one from scratch, but what we want is to get access to this domain name, because if you have this on like a business card or a decal on a truck or something like that, we want to make sure that's still leading them to the right place. Yeah, see? We want to make sure it's still leading them to the right place. So during this client interview, if you can give them that information or even send it over at some point before the end of the week, that would be great, and we could get that rolling. But for the client interview, it usually takes about 30 minutes. We ask for an hour in case you have extra questions or the call goes over. What's a good time that I could schedule that and get it knocked out?
Probably about an hour from now.
Hour from now? Actually, do have a slot available, so you want to go 2 to 3 Eastern Standard?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Okay. I'm going to send you an invitation to this appointment, and then I'm going to text you prior to placing the call. That way you get a good heads up there. If something pops up or changes, just let me know when I shoot that text over. I could always reschedule it, but I like the idea of getting it knocked out right away, so that way we're not wasting any time on it.
Now, I'm already verified through Google. I know you're talking about sending
right.
a postcard and getting verified.
Right. So if you have that one and it's still valid and nothing's changed or needs to be updated on it, we may be able to just bypass that portion of it. But the other portion that I'm sending you via email where it needs like photos for the advanced verification is different. Okay? It's not just the PIN. The PIN's one thing. Anybody who creates a Google business profile can request a regular verification, but this is for first page placement to be a top recommended option to the community. So it's a little more advanced. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to I just sent you the invitation to the appointment, and then I'm going to send over the form via email for the advanced verification. They'll also text it to you. But how did you want to secure the first month's payment? Okay.
The Visa.
Okay, and is it under your name, the business name, or both?
My name, Jeffrey H. Apple.
Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address where we had PIN verified?
Yes.
All right. I'm ready for you, Jeff.
4913-6053-6053-9068-1330.
Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
11/25.
11/25, and then there's a three-digit code on the back.
733.
All right, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification just as an added form of protection for you. It's going to take about 60 seconds of your undivided attention. As I'm walking you through this, if I say something that you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right, you're on a recorded line, Jeff. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
East Tennessee Safe Doctor.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Jeffrey Allen Chappell. Senior technician.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes.
Okay. It says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says try to practice immediate response time when capitalizing on a placement like this. It says, in hiring our company as a Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or basically let us know about any additional forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So we know what you're currently doing. We're not saying you got to cancel anything. You could keep using the stuff you're using now if you like. Even though I think over time you'll probably end up leaving them. It's a lot better just to have people call you live than to go through a paper lead service. But the point of that statement was just to make sure that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating any of the listings, right? If somebody contacts you saying, hey, you know, we want to do this for you for your Google listing, just politely decline, let them know, hey, I'm already working with somebody, and we'll move on from that, okay? And then it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's June 14th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249 for our Platinum Package Bundle. So I've included the .com website for you. We're going to need access to your domain for that. And then I've also included the Facebook advertising for you, which we will need access to the Facebook business profile as well. But those are no additional costs. Again, the payment is set to automatically renew each month on the 14th day, but you'll keep the discounted pricing structure of $249 for as long as you choose to remain with us. We do always recommend when you sign up for our services that you try the services for at least 2 months. Okay, so you're not binded to a contract, but we do ask that you try it for at least 2 months before you hard evaluate it. Shouldn't be hard to evaluate, to be honest. The next 2 months are some of the most profitable time of the year for what you do. So, but it says, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, no penalties, or anything like that. We don't do anything to maliciously attack your listings. If you discontinue, we just stop doing the programming. So you'll see yourself rotate off the first page, but you'll still be have your Google Advanced verification, all the content that we create for you. And then it says if you are going to discontinue, try to let us know before the next billing is due so we can stop your billing cycle. And it asks, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process the payment now. When the payment clears, you're going to get a text message notification with an outline of the agreement in writing attached to it. If you click on the link in that message, you will find everything outlined in black and white. It's also being forwarded to your email as well with your invoice receipt. That way you could write it off later. But you do have to sign off on that. Try to get that signed off on before the client interview, or they're going to basically start the conversation with that here in about an hour. Let me see here. Okay, I think we're good. All right, if we could just confirm that you have that, then you'll basically be good to go until this client interview. You should have two text messages in there. One of them is going to say local/Jeffrey to get your Google business profile verified. That's for the advanced verification.
Yeah.
And the other one will say, Jeffrey, thank you for choosing local/. That's the one with the outline of the agreement there. You got them both?
Yeah, I got them.
All right, perfect. So try to get that signed off on before the client interview. I know the Google verification photos, it might take you some time. You know, I know you're busy today, so no big deal. As long as we can get the client interview knocked out, and then, before Friday, let's get access to the domain name for your site and access to that Facebook page, so that way we can get it all up and running by this time next week. But
what
that's going to conclude.
What do you need for access to the website page?
For the Facebook page, it's just login credentials. For your .com, it's a password and a username. Usually to log into your domain. So usually when you purchase the domain, they'll issue you some login credentials. And you got to give us access to that. If you don't know how to do it, we'll have a graphic designer actually send you over a way to add us as a manager to it, and that'll give us access to it as well. So that way you still have full managerial access to it and ownership of it. We're just going to be added as managers to go in there and make edits.
Okay. I had a guy in Florida that's doing it.
Doing the website for you?
Yeah, I got to get a hold of him and get that.
If we can't get it, the worst case scenario is that you'll show up how the site is now, which isn't bad, but I know it needs updates. It's all focused on the safe stuff. So that'd be worst case scenario. The next thing we could do is we could always get you a whole nother domain name. I wouldn't charge you anything for adding the domain name. But then, of course, that's not going to match up with any like decals that you might have on a vehicle or cards that are right. So getting a hold of him would be best case scenario. Just say, hey, I'm going to get an update done to the website. You know, I need my login credentials. You don't even have to really tell him that. You can just tell him like, hey, I want access to my domain. I want to add some stuff, you know, and then usually he'll just go ahead and fork it over, you know.
I don't expect that to be a problem. One thing that I do want to add that's not on there is doing 24-hour emergency lockouts, both residential lockouts and automotive lockouts. Because I have the tools to do them, I might as well pick up the easy money while I'm at it.
Right.
Okay,
I'm notating that now. So 24-hour emergency residential and automotive lockout service?
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, they'll pay for the advertising easily.
Right. Well, this also stuff that we want to go over during the client interview. So that's the whole point of that call here in about an hour is we want to customize the campaign, make sure we're listing you for everything that you do. That way we're not missing any opportunities. And then also go over like the service area and then any modifications you want to make on that site. Obviously, we'll just notate what needs to be done to the site until we get the credentials from your guy over there. And then also, you know, we'll need the Facebook access. But right now, just focus on those things and being available for that client interview here in an hour. And then we'll walk you through it step by step. You know, we need it to work for you in order for it to work for us. We're not going to make money if you're not making money. So we'll walk you through it.
Okay. Sounds good.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. I'll talk to you in a bit here.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome. I'll talk to you soon. Drive safe.